Today's shiur is Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Vav, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Heyam Abayis, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara in the previous shiur had focused quite extensively on can we assume or not that a person does not pay up his obligations before they're due. So ask the Gemara, Boilahu, Tavei Lachazman, if somebody, the Malva approaches the Loiva after the time that the loan was due, Vamaloi, and the Loiva says to him, and he says to him, you owe me money, Vamaloi, and the Loiva responds, Praticha Techsmani, I already paid you before the money was due. Mahu, what will be the halacha then? On one hand, as we've been learning, there's a chazaka that people don't pay before the time the loan is due. On the other hand, he has here a migui. A migui, as we know throughout Shas, is that if he wanted to say something which wasn't true, he could have said even a stronger claim. And here, too, he could have said, I paid you after the money was due. And as we've been learning, if you say you paid after the money was due, then you believe. So now the question is, do we believe him or not? And the Gemara's question is as follows. Mi amrinan, do we say, b'mokim chazaka, that we have a chazaka, ein adam perei b'toich zmanoi, amrinan ma'ala l'shaka, that as we just said, that the definition of a migui is mala l'shaker, mali l'shaker. If I wanted to lie, I could have said a better, stronger claim. And the fact that I didn't means that I should believe. Oy dilma, b'makom chazaka, since that he's saying that I paid you before the loan was due, and that is something that we've been learning doesn't happen, so just to believe him, mali l'shaker, we don't believe him. And the Nachos Talvid, and the Shas Tshuva Simon Chavov explains in the name of Chaim Voloshiner what is the Gemara saying. We learned that in our previous year, the Reish Lakish taught us that because of the rule, because of the chazaka of Ein Adam Perei B'Toich Zmanoi, that people don't pay before the loan is due. So we will make somebody pay based on that chazaka. So we see how strong that this chazaka is, and we said this actually in our previous shiur, that this chazaka, that Ein Adam Perei B'Toich Zmanoi, is even stronger than a roiv, because as we said, that we don't rely on roiv when it comes to Dinei Mamonis, but when it comes to this halacha, we do rely on roiv. So we see how strong this halacha is. So now the Gemara's question is, how do we look at this chazaka of Ein Adam Perei B'Toich Zmanoi? Do we view the chazaka of Ein Adam Perei B'Toich Zmanoi as strong as Edom? And even though a migui throughout Shas is very powerful, it's not more powerful than Edom. And therefore here, we will not rely on the migui. Or, yes, this is a strong chazaka, but it's not a chazaka that's equal to Edom. And since it's not a chazaka that's equal to Edom, we can rely on the migui. Toshma. So we learned in the Mishnah, on Daf Hei Amar Aleph, the Mishnah says that if somebody, two neighbors, and somebody built up a wall, and the wall was up to four amis, and the other one says he paid, so the halacha is, b'cheska shenosan, we believe that the person who says he paid for his shear paid, atchiyavi raish leinosan, until the person who's trying to collect could definitively prove that he did not pay. So we asked the Gemara Hechidami, exactly what is the case that the Mishnah was referring to? Ilay Mishnah Tov Lachazman, if it's referring to a situation where he's saying that after it came the time that he should pay for his share, that means after the wall was built to the four amis, and now the other neighbor has to pay for his share, Vamaloi, and now the person says, Periticha, Bizmani, I paid you before when I was due, Pshita, that is Naman. Because we know that if you ever ask somebody else that he owes you money, and I say, I don't owe you money, So the halacha is, Hamotzi mechaveir olav haraya, and I am believed. El lav, where, what is the case of the Mishnah, presumably? Damalei praticha v'toichs mani, the person says, I already paid you during the time, and the Mishnah says that we believe him when he says it, because even though we've been learning that ein adam parei chayv toichs mani, typically people don't pay up their obligations before they're due. Here, we will believe him, because he could have said, I paid you after the money was due. Alma, isn't our Mishnah teaching us that filo b'makim chazaka, even though there's a chazaka that ain adam parei chayv toichs mani, but we believe him based on the migui, mali l'shaker. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from our Mishnah, because we, as we discussed previously, shani hacha, yes, there's a concept of ein adam parei b'toichs mani. People don't pay before it's due. People do pay after it's due. And in discussing our Mishnah, the question is, when is it exactly due? And here we say, kol shafa v'shafa, every row of bricks, smanehu, is the time that I have to pay. So since every row represents the time that I have to pay, it's not considered a situation where I'm claiming that I paid you that I paid you before it was due. Toshma. So the Gemara continues trying to answer this question based on what we learned in the Mishnah. We learned Marba Amis Lamala, up to four Amis, I as the neighbor am obligated to participate. Above four Amis, as we explained, there's no more concern of Hezek Ria, and I don't have to participate. Marba Amis Lamala, Emechaivin Oisai. We don't make him participate in the cost. However, we learned, and we will discuss this extensively in today's Shir Mitzvashem, Samachloi Koislacher, if now I built another wall, so the parallel to the first wall, so it works for me to have these two walls, then the halacha is, I have to do pay, I have to participate, not just in the bottom four amas of the wall, but in the entire wall, and I'm not believed that I paid until I could definitively prove that I did pay for that extra share. And again, ask the Gemara, hey Chidami, how are we to understand the case of the Mishnah? That you asked me to pay my share after you finished building that part. And I said, I paid you when I became obligated to pay you. Am I lie? Why would I not be believed? Because we're saying that when a person says he paid when he was supposed to pay, he is believed. El alav, it must be speaking about a case where I said, "Pratich b'toichs mani." I paid you before I was obligated to pay you. And the halacha is that even though I have a migui, that I could have said that I paid you after it was due, I'm still not believed with that migui. So isn't this a raya that I'm a mokum chazaka loy aminim ma'alu l'shaker, when there's a chazaka that ain't on the parei choyve b'toich smanoi, the migui doesn't work? Answers the Gemara, shani hacha. We can't bring a raya from our Mishnah, because even though I have a migui, when I say that I paid you before it was due, I should be believed because I could have said I paid you after it was due. Mishum da omar, miyem da mechai velim erbonin. It's not so clear, as we're going to actually see in today's shir, that I'm always obligated to pay for that shir. And since it's not always obligated that I'm going to pay, when do we have this migui? And when do we have these concepts? It's for sure that I'm going to have to pay at one point. Here, it's not certain that I'm going to have to pay. The Gemara could have given a teretz that he didn't ask for the money after it's due. He asked for it before it's due. And since he asked for it before it's due, then in that case, I don't have a migui. And the Rishonim point out the Gemara could have given this answer, but the Gemara wanted to give an answer, Tosfos explains, that is consistent both with the opinion of Baya and Rava and Rish Lakish. Amalei Rav Achabrei de Rava Larvashi, Toshma, the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, the Flamet Chesom Abeis, teaches us, if somebody approaches me and says, "Money li biyotcha, I owe you $100. Vamalai, and I say, "Hin, I do." Lamacher, tomorrow, or not necessarily tomorrow, but later on, you come back and say, Amali, and you tell me, Tuneli, you agreed you owe me the money, pay it. If I say I already paid you, potter, then I won't have to pay you. But if I say, Ein lecha biyadi, I don't owe you money, chayiv, I will have to pay. So explains the Gemara, what's the difference if I said nesati loch or I said ein lech ein biyadi? My love, nesati loch, amalok praticha bizmani. I told you that I paid you at the right time, and therefore I'm neman and I'm potter. Ein lech biyadi. But what is the definition when I said ein lech biyadi? The amalok praticha bizmani that I paid you before was due. Ktani chayiv, and there I won't be believed. Why? Because it's proof that v'makom chazaka, that there's a chazaka that people don't pay before the time. In such, because we have that chazaka, as Reb Chaim V'lozhin taught us, it's such a strong chazaka that amigui lo yaminin mali l'shaker. So that's why we don't believe him, and this is a proof that we don't say the amigui v'makom chazaka. Says my loy, my ein lecha biyadi. What do I mean when I say ein lecha biyadi? What I mean to say was lahar dvar ma'olam. I never borrowed money from you. And amamar, because we learn in many places in Shas that when somebody says loy lo visi, that I didn't borrow the money, come loy parati dom. It's like saying I never borrowed the money, and it's like saying I never paid you. And therefore, since there are edim that saw me admitting that I owe you the money, and now I'm saying that I never borrowed the money, included in that statement is that I didn't pay you. But we have Adam that say that I admitted that I owe you the money, and therefore here I won't be believed. Mr. taught us that if the wall falls down, so they have to rebuild the wall up to Dalet Amos. And if one of the partners built the wall higher for Amos, the other neighbor is not obligated to pay for a wall above Dalet Amos. But we learned, Samach Lo Kosel Acher, but if I put up another parallel wall at that height, so that's a proof that I want this height. And since that's a proof that I'm actually interested in that height, so now Megagam of Sokol, not only do I have to pay for the wall, but I have to pay for the entire height of the wall, even above four amos. Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, when the Mishnah says when I built another wall, now I have to pay for the cost of the original wall for the entire height, that's only samach lepalgoi. If I put up a wall above the Dalet Amos, above the wall, or as long as that wall. So since I put up a wall, the simple pshat is that the first wall was, let's say, 10 amos by 10 amos, the height of 10 amos by the length of 10 amos. And the other person put up a wall that is 10 amos long, only 6 amos high. Or he did it 10 amos tall, but only 6 amos long. In both of these cases, since I put up a wall that benefited from the fact that your wall was higher than 4 amos, then I have to pay for the entire wall. Samach lepalgoi, so since I did this much, that's why samach lekulai, I have to participate for that amount. And as Rashi points out, even if a case where, let's say, your new wall was 10 amos long, and I built a wall that's only 6 amos long, and I say I'm not interested in having a wall that's more than 6 amos long. So yes, I built a wall, let's say, 6 by 10. Why should I have to pay for the 10 by 10 if I'm only interested in 6 by 10? So Chazon Ish asked this question. He says, if a person is taking advantage of the original wall, what it shows is that he wants to build a wall that's completely parallel to the first wall with the same dimensions. And if he says that I wasn't, it's just not true. And therefore, the claim that you're building a wall with these dimensions is an indication that you were satisfied with this height is the prevailing claim. And the Rashbam says a very interesting chiddush. Let's say not only did I build a wall not with the equal dimensions, but I also put up a ceiling, a roof. So that should be a proof that I'm not interested in doing any more. Says the Rashbam, the Gemara at this point is saying that we don't look at it that way. And we look at it, we look at it as if that he is intending ultimately to make such a big wall. Rav Nachman disagrees. And he says, Lamai the Samach Samach, what I've taken advantage. Lamai the Loy Samach, and to make assumptions that it is my intention to build exactly the same height and length, there is no room for such a claim. Umayd Rav Huna, but Rav Huna says that there are certain situations where it's very clear that I'm not intending to build exactly to the same length and height as you did. The carnival of so, if the wall that I put is at a corner and it's connected to a corner, and in that case, the corner only goes this far. In other words, there's a bend. So the fact that there's a bend is a proof that I'm not intending to extend the wall anymore because I already bent the wall in. So that's a proof that I indeed am not going to make the wall as long as your wall. And since it's a proof that I'm not going to make the wall as long as your wall, the halacha is I only have to pay equal to the length that I actually did. So we learned, like Rashi learned, the kind of a lufsa is one situation that I built it by the corner. I made a bend, and that's a proof that I'm not making my wall any longer. There are other Rishonim, however, say that Karna Velufsa is two different things. Karna is like we just explained, and Lufsa is that I showed that I don't intend to build the wall any higher. And by showing that I don't intend to build the wall any higher, I don't have to pay for any extra height. Continues the Gemara, Maider Rav Nachman, if it's obvious that I'm going to build the entire height, then I have to pay for the whole height. Bafriza, that means, let's say the wall I built is lower than the wall that the other person built, but I put on top of my wall a beam, and that beam shows that I intend to build the wall to the equal height. Or bekavata dekshuri, or there are windows in which the beam will be put in the neighbor's wall. And those beams show, those windows, those holes, prove that I intend to use the beams that I'm going to put all the way through. In that case, it's clear that I intend to build a wall equal in length or height or both to your wall, and then I'm going to have to pay for the whole wall. For the whole wall, even though I didn't yet build a wall that tall. We learned in the Mishnah that if the wall, first wall was built, it was higher than Dalet Amos, you don't have to pay for higher than Dalet Amos. If he says that he paid for a height above Dalet Amos, he's not believed unless he could prove that that's indeed what happened. Amar Rav Huna, if when he built the wall, he made Beikavi, he made the holes that we just spoke about that are there that you could be able to put on beams, and that is a proof that I intended to build the wall and pay for the wall. In other words, why would my neighbor make those holes? My neighbor would make those holes because I have an intention to put beams in those holes. But if I never have an intention to build or use the wall that's tall, and I have no right to use it, you would have never made those holes. The fact that you made those holes, my neighbor, is a proof that I paid for the whole wall. Says the Gemara, lo yaveh chazaka. It's not a proof that I paid for the whole height. Vavgav, even though he ovad lehimlati, he put beams in those holes, domalei, because the person who built that wall could say that Amina, I was certain that there's going to be a time you're going to want to use my wall and the height of my wall to put beams there. And therefore, in preparation, before you're going to have to make holes in existing wall, I built the wall originally with holes that you'll be able to use. Because my intention was, l'chipayastali, when you and I will come to terms, l'lisra shisa, instead of knocking down the wall, we'll have this wall with the holes already prepared, which will be much better for it, for the wall. And therefore, the fact that the holes are there are not in any way an indication that I paid for the entire height of the wall. And if I want to claim that I paid for the entire height of the wall, I'm going to have to bring a raya that indeed that's what happened. We're going to spend a lot of time in this Masechta, particularly in Perek Cheskes Abatim, to speak about when the fact that I'm on a property is a proof that I own the property. And the Gemara now speaks, that's called Cheskes Abatim. The fact that I'm in a house and nobody said anything is a proof that when I say that this house is mine, I should be believed. Today's shir is going to focus about Cheskes Tashmishim. That if I've been using something that belongs to you and you haven't said anything, that is a proof that I bought or received the right to use it. Now, it's different. Cheskes Tashmishin is not the same Cheskes Abatim. Because Cheskes Abatim is a proof, as we just said, of ownership. Cheskes Tashmishin is a proof that I'm allowed to use it. Now, when we speak about Cheskes Abatim, Cheskes Karka, there has to be a number of conditions. One is that I have to have it for 3 years to establish a chazaka. Number two, that I have to have a claim backing up that I bought it or received it as a gift. The fact that I'm here is not enough to make it mine. I have to have a taina backing what I say up. But when we speak now, an hour shir about Cheskes Tashmishin, there are many opinions amongst Rishonim what creates a Cheskes Tashmishin. The opinion of Rabbeinu Yoina is that Cheskes Tashmishin are the same as Cheskes Karka. And you have to have 3 years and you have to have a taina. The Tosfos says you do have to have 3 years. There's a Tosfos in Daf Chof Gimel Amud Alef Divrei Maskil V'ho. You have to have 3 years, but you don't have to have a taina backing it up. The fact that you've been doing it for 3 years is satisfactory. The opinion of the Rashbam is that Cheskes Tashmishin doesn't need 3 years, but you have to have a taina. Opinion of the Ramban is that Cheskes Tashmishin doesn't need 3 years, but you don't need to have a taina either. And the opinion of the Yad Ramah is Cheskes Tashmishin doesn't have to have 3 years, but you have to have at least 30 days. But the Chazon Ish says, when we speak here about 30 days, it's not the same way to understand the 3 year shir. For Cheskes Abatim, for Cheskes Akarka, you have to have 3 years. And as we're going to learn, the 3 years is a shir Chazal gave us. And they said that under 3 years, it's just you have no chazaka. By Cheskes Tashmishin, we assume that to have a chazaka, you have to have 30 days. But it's not absolutely, you have to have 30 days. But if the Dayanim, and we'll have such examples in Mitzvah Shem and the Shia today, see that the chazaka is a real chazaka, even though you didn't have 3 years, it'll be fine. Says the Gemara. I'm Rav Nachman. If Reuven put a beam, if somebody put a beam on somebody else's wall, and the other person didn't say anything, that creates a chazaka. Achzik l'hurdi, but if somebody has a chazaka for narrow beams, like achzik shuri, he doesn't have a chazaka for heavy beams. And the person could say, I agreed that you could put these narrow beams, these light beams, but I never agreed to heavy beams. But, therefore, vice versa, if you have a kshuri, if I have a chazaka for heavy beams, then certainly achsel hurdi for the skinny beams. Because I could say, if you allowed me to put the heavy beams, you certainly would have allowed me to put the lighter beams. Rav Yosef Amar Achsel Hordi Achsel Kshuri. It doesn't make a difference. Because obviously, you gave me a right to put beams. And the way Tosfos explains, that what this means is, you gave me a right to put beams. When you gave me that right, it's obvious that you, and as Tosfos says, as Tosfos said, you have to have a taina company to it. So it means that we made some sort of a deal, whether I paid for it or you agreed, it doesn't make a difference. But when we made this deal, then it's obvious that you said you could put your beams there. And therefore, no matter what type of beam I put there, I could put another beam there. If you have a chazakah for narrow beams, then you have for big beams, luxury, axeladuri, that's like Rav Yosef in the first version. Om Rav Nachman, there's another situation. There's rain on my roof that fall into your feet, into your pot, into your chatzar, and you never said anything. So the fact that you never said anything is a proof that you gave me a right to do this. Achsik lenatfi. So if I have a chazakah that my rain pours into your property, achsik l'shafchi. So then, even if I build a gutter that will take the rain off my roof into your property, it's also going to have a chazakah. And as the Rishonim point out, if anything, I could have a claim that you certainly would agree. Because if I don't have a gutter, then the water is going to spill all over your chatzar. If I have a pipe, the water will be on only one spot. So if I had a chazakah that my water could fall anywhere in your chazakah, I certainly have a chazakah that it could fall in a specific area. However, therefore, achsik l'shafri, if I only have a chazakah that it could have a gutter with my rainwater pouring into your chatzar into one spot, l'achsik l'nachsli, then it doesn't prove that I could have it all over. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef disagrees, and he says, "I feel achsel shafchi, achsel lenatfi," because, as we said before, the way to understand this Gemara is that obviously we worked out an arrangement that I could put that my water could fall into your chatzar, and the arrangement is. And Taisha says, "Ein adam oisa kinyan lachtzoyim." A person who makes this arrangement makes arrangement not just partially, he makes arrangement that my rainwater under all circumstances could fall into your chatzar. And the Rajba disagrees with this approach. He said this might have been an acceptable approach in the previous Gemara, but here, when my rainwater is falling into your chatzar, it's not just that do I have a right, it's a question of hezek, that it's doing damage. And there are no chazokas for damage. And therefore, Rajba explains this Gemara differently. Rashba explains that the discussion in this Gemara is what actually is more of a hezek? Is it more of a hezek when the water is in one spot? Or is it more of a hezek when the water is all over? Because an argument can be made in both directions. On one hand, an argument can be made that the water in one spot is less of a hezek. I don't have water all over my chatzar. But if it's concentrated in one spot, that will definitely ruin that one spot. On the other hand, you could say the other way. And because of that, the halacha is that he says that both are equal. The other man, Amrim, obviously disagreed. Ikadamri, a different version. Amar Rav Nachman, achsel l'shifchi, achsel l'nitchi. L'nitchi, achsel l'shifchi. Just like we learned, Rav Yosef told us. But Aval Trifa Dormni, if somebody had a roof that was covered with branches, loy, then the halacha is that then he's not going to believe. Then he doesn't have a chazakah. Because then the halacha is that since there's branches sticking out, that's going to cause even more water because they get absorbed in the branches and then they spill. That I didn't have a chazakah for. And Rav Yosef disagrees, and Rav Yosef says, I feel it's true for the Arbana. And says that even that, the chazaka that I have, that I chazkus tashmish, that is a, that gives me a right in any way that the water will pour into your chatzar. It says the Gemara of Rav Yosef of the Betzrif of Darbuni, he did that something. And this is a big rule that the Yad Ramah says, that even though many times the halacha is, that the Gemara says the halacha is like a certain man d'omer, but when the Gemara could back it up, not just by saying that the halacha is like that man d'omer, but the Gemara could support it with Ovid Uvda, that there was a halacha lemaisa done in that way, that's the biggest proof that that is the halacha. Amar Nachman, Amar Rabbi Avuah, Hamaskabais l'chaveiro v'bira g'doyla. If somebody has a large home that has many rooms, and he rented one room, mishtamish b'zireah, the person could use that there may be pegs sticking out from the wall on the other side of the room from the house. He, and they used to hang things on that. He could hang things on those pegs. Because he could use, they used to have holes in the wall where they would store things in those holes. He could store things in those holes of the wall. Add arba amis. He could use up to four amis from where his room is. The oive kaisel, the halach is, if that room that I rented is on the top floor, and I could use the top of the room, the roof on that top of that area, the makam shenagu. But the Mishnah says that this halacha is only applicable, what do we do if I rented a room and we don't know what the halacha is? So we follow the minhag makam. And the way Rabbi Yonah explains the entire Gemara, and this is really important for the entire discussion that we've even had. Everything that we discussed till now is only where there is no minhag makam. So the Gemara tells us what the halacha ought to be. But in a place where there's a minhag makam, we follow the minhag makam as we learned in Masechta Bava Metzia many times, the minhag makam prevails. Avol betarbetz apandani. If there's a wall around the garden, the halacha is that wall loy you may not use, because that wall is meant just for the to make the garden look nice, not to hang things on it. Nachman the day I'm a field with tarbets pandani, even the walls of a garden, the person who rents space in the house could use the walls of the garden. Avol rechayushachori about them, the backyard loy, that's not included. Rav Amar, and Rava disagrees, and he says a filo rechav achori about them, even the area behind the house is included. Amar Avina, haik shura the metal talasai. If there's a beam that you put up that for shade, and it was put up from my wall to your wall, and you didn't say anything, and now after a while you say that you want me to pay you for having used your wall, and I say, well, you didn't say anything till now, so it's a raya that I had a right to have it there, you agreed. The loch is, atlos on yomim, until 30 days of using it, le'ev chazaka. Because sometimes people put up such a beam, and my neighbor is not going to say anything, he doesn't want to cause a quarrel. But once it's there for tlos on yomim, and you didn't say anything, then the loch is that it's a chazaka. Vim sukkah de mitzvahi. If I put up a sukkah and I used your wall, I used something of yours to create a wall of the sukkah, so the halach is at shivim yomim until 7 days, then it's not a chazakah, because we say you allowed me to do it because you wanted me to be able to put up a sukkah. Basa shivim yomim, but after 7 days, the halach is have a chazakah, because then there's no mitzvah consideration. So Taisa says, that even though the Gemara used the number 7, and even though we're talking in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is that the Shmini Atzeres, and even though in Eretz Yisrael they don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but you can't take down your sukkah until Shmini Atzeres starts. Of course, you can't take down your sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So Taisa says it means 8 days, but there are other Rishonim that say that the Mishnah, the Gemara is talking about, again, Eretz Yisrael, All the Rishonim say Chutz Laaretz, where the Gemara says that you sit in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is a day where you sit in the sukkah. But they explain that in Eretz Yisrael, when the Gemara is using the word 7 days, it's 7 days. Because if you're living on borrowed time and you're using somebody else's property, particularly if you're using it against their will, even though normally the sukkah should not be taken down by the seventh day, here the halacha would be, the halacha is you could take it down. So the Rishonim explain, but why don't we use the same number, 30 days, like we used previously? So the Rashbam says that if somebody puts up a temporary covering, so normally up to 30 days, a neighbor, as we said, is not going to say something. A sukkah, which is not put up for temporary covering for shade, it's made l'shem mitzvah, so there the shear is 30 days, because that 7 days, because a sukkah is only put up for 7 days. And therefore, points out the Yad Ramah, if it's clear that I put up this sukkah not only l'shem mitzvah, but I also put up the sukkah for the purpose of shade, then the number of 30 would still be the same. V'mchaber b'tina, it says, if I put a beam and I connected it to your wall with cement, so if you weren't satisfied, you would have said something immediately. And therefore, la'alta have a chazakah, then immediately it's going to be, immediately I'm going to have a chazakah. No one will allow this to happen if I didn't have a right to do it. Amar Abaya, Shnei Batim Shnei Tzidei Rishus Rabim, if there are two homes on the two sides of Rishus HaRabim. So the halacha is that we have to put up fences around our roof. And it goes back to what we discussed at the beginning of Masechta, because but even if we hold, whether we hold Hezek Ri Shmei Hezek, or we hold Hezek Ri Eloi Shmei Hezek, when it comes to roof, where people are not usually going to use the roof, then the halacha is that we have to put up a wall because of Hezek Riyah. But what kind of wall do we put around on the roofs? Zayis matzel machel chatzi gagoy. I make a wall for half of my roof. And again, the Rishonim point out that this is not the wall that's made because of the din of asisa machel gagecha. To fulfill the mitzvah of asisa machel gagecha, you only need a wall of 10 tefachim. To fulfill the concern that we're learning here about Hezek Riyah, you need a much taller wall. And teaches us the Gemara. Zeh oisem makel chatzi gagoy, v'zeh oisem makel chatzi gagoy, zeh shloike neged zeh madav. Each one of us builds a half a wall on opposite sides, so between the two of us we'll have the entire length covered, and that's why each one of us should make a little past the halfway mark. Ask the Gemara, this halacha is a understandable halacha. But ask the Gemara, Mayir b'shus rabim. Why was the halacha only stated b'shus rabim? Afil b'shus hayochanami, the concern of Hezek Riyah that we've been describing applies in b'shus hayochan as well. Answers the Gemara, b'shus rabim mitzuchalei. Abaye had to speak about b'shus rabim. Manatem namelei, soif, even if I'm not going to build the wall, bo'etz t'stanua b'nei b'shus rabim. You don't want people to see from the street what's going on in your roof. Kamash Milan, Tamalei, Rabbim, when it comes to the people that are walking the street, Bimama Chazali, Belaila Chazali. They only see what's going on by day, not by night. But you are there all the time, Bem Yom, Bem Lelaila Chazali, and that's why you have to pull up the wall. Ina Rabbim Kikamena Chazali, Rabbim, only when I stand will they see me. Kisivna, but when I'm sitting on my roof and I want privacy, loy chazali. However, you from the other roof, chazali bein ki kamina rain ki yisivna. Moreover, rabim ki me'ano chazali. Only if they try to pay attention will they see me. Ki loy me'ano, but if they're not looking to see me, loy chazali, they won't see me. At me'mele chazali, you're going to see me all the time. And since you're going to see me all the time, that's why I need more protection. So we learned on Amar, that's the way we build a wall that should be fine. Says the Gemara Pshita, that's what we should do. What is Abaye coming to teach us? Answers, the Gemara Letzrich, the Chad, Kadam Chav, and Naiva Oved. One of them made a half a wall. Samad Tema, maybe his neighbor could say to him, Neimelech Idach, Og Shkolos Noki, Vavdach At Kulei. I don't want to have to make a wall. You already built a wall. I know I have to financially participate, so I'll pay for the other half of the wall. Kamash Malon. Abaye answers that that isn't a fair claim. Domalei, you could say to me, At my Tamlevat, why don't you make a wall? Become this Rashishkach. Building a wall, and we're going to have this concept often, ruins the existing wall. And not Nami, so every inch that I build a wall ruins my wall, and I don't want to build any more than I have to. Misrelay Shisai. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Gaka Somel Chatzir Chaveroi. If we have a roof, that means the roof, the Chatzir goes high, and the roof is in the same level as the Chatzir. We have to make a wall that's 4 amas tall because to avoid hezekriah. We don't have to make such a tall wall. And therefore, because the answer is, a chatzar is used much more frequently. So in order, since a chatzar is used much more frequently, the way to prevent hezekriah is with a wall of dalet amas. But a roof, which is not used so frequently, we don't have to have such a tall wall. Rav Nachman today Amar, Ein Zokik Arba Amis, doesn't have to have Dalet Tfachim, the Amis, Aval Mechitza Asara. You have to have a wall that's 10 Tfachim high. It says the Gemara, Lamai, ask the Gemara what was meant to say. If you're saying to prevent Hezekriah, so ask the Gemara, we've been learning throughout our Masechta already, that the way you prevent Hezekriah is Arba Amos Binyan. You need a wall that's 4 amas tall. V, says the Gemara, to make sure that you won't wander onto my roof, let Mesela Kaganif, to prevent you from walking onto my roof, but Mesipis Ba'amasagya, any border should be enough, and you don't even have to have 10 Tfachim. And it's Vila Gedoyim V'Taloyim, to prevent your animals from coming into my property, we should have beams that are just have space that the animal can't get through. Answers Maralmayon, the reason we have to have this wall is Linta Solovganov to prevent me from wandering onto your roof. Mesipis, but only if we'll have only a low border, the person could always come up with excuse. I'm a Mitzrinika Mitzrini. I was working on my roof and I accidentally wandered onto your roof. I was measuring my roof and that's why I wandered onto your roof. The Mechitz Asara, so in order to avoid that type of excuse, so then the Aloch, that's why the Aloch is that you have to have a wall of 10 Tfachim, Alotzi Mishtamadle, that's how you'll be able to avoid any of these things. And I saw Rav Shmuel Rozovsky explains, there's a concept in Halacha called Takonis Hashchenim. Chazal established that good fences make good neighbors. And this is the way we're going to have a fence that will promote good neighbors. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, we learned, we quoted this price at the beginning of the Masechta, that we don't have to do anything. My love, ain't a skokin like klal. Says the Gemara, loy. What the price means to say is, ain't a skokin like abamas. We don't have to make a wall that's dalat amas tall. Av niskokin machitzeschar. Itmar, shtei chatzeris shilmalzu. You have 2 chatzeris, but one is higher than the other. Amarav, huna tachten boina miknegdoi. The one on the bottom has to begin building the wall. The oila until the floor of the upper chatzar. Elyon bayin mekenegdoi for oila, and then the upper one makes a wall that's dalet amas tall. Chizda amar elyon masaya lamata bayina. The one on top has to have help participate not only in the part that's against that's facing his chatzar, but even on the wall that's below. Tanya Kavasaid of Chizda, Shtei Chatzer Zulamal Zu, Loyama Elyon Hareni Kabani Kenegdi Va'oila, I'll build starting at the floor of my Chatzer and up. Ela Messiah Melamata, he has to participate with the person on the bottom of Ubaina. Says the Mishnah, Im Hoysa Chatzer Elmal Magagal Shchaveroi, if my Chatzer was higher than your roof, Ein Zakakloi, The halacha is that there's no, as we said a moment ago, that there is no hezek riyah by a roof, and therefore, since there's no hezek riyah by a roof, there's no need to participate or build. The halacha can't require you to make a wall.